Mike McAlpine is with the Recall Hudak 2 campaign. He criticized Hudak in a statement, saying she voted to raise taxes, kill jobs, and make people less safe. But on Wednesday, McAlpine said he was too busy gathering signatures to go into further detail.
I'm actually with people who are signing petitions right now, so if I can take care of this, I hate to turn them away.
The group failed earlier this year to get enough signatures to recall Hudak, but gun advocates feel momentum is on their side after the successful ouster of Democrats John Morris and Angela Jaron.
Personally, I don't think a recall mechanism is the best way for us to resolve policy differences.
That's newly elected Senate President Morgan Carroll of Aurora. She and other Democrats, including Matt Jones of Longmont, criticized the latest campaign. Jones says it's a tactic out of the Washington playbook.
All of a sudden, this kind of gotcha, take winner at all costs kind of politics is coming to Colorado. And it's not good for governance, and it's not good for the people and problem solving.
For her part, Evie Hudak is keeping mum. She scurried out of a meeting Wednesday morning, refusing to discuss the recall campaign and directing reporters to her staff. Supporters of the recall have 2 months to collect about 18,000 signatures to put it before voters. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Capitol coverage is funded by the Gill Foundation's Gay and Lesbian Fund for Colorado, a proud supporter of local organizations like the Colorado Department of Education and its programs to prepare and inspire the next generation of science, technology, engineering, and math teachers.